Judy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, were you able to listen to a portion of our interview?
I wasn't able to hear it,
okay,
no.
Well, we just had a gentleman on from the American Legion Post 444 in Berrigan, Michigan. They disagree with the injunction that's been placed on them, but you are saying yay for the injunction. Why is that?
I mean, while the Campaign for Smoke-Free Air understands that change can be difficult at first, I mean, the fact of the matter is that no one individual or group is above the law. I mean, we pledge Judge Goodman's injunction that will require the Legion to comply with the smoke-free air legislation.
Judy, before we get into this topic a little bit more, tell me what the Campaign for Smoke-Free Air is and what you folks do.
Sure. The Campaign for Smoke-Free Air is a grassroots coalition with more than 270 members, including leadership from the American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, American Lung Association. It's a group that was formed more than 5 years ago to advocate for a comprehensive statewide smoke-free air law.
And I know you'll be ready for this next question. That's why I'm going to ask you, for those who say smoking is, especially in places that provide a place where you can smoke and not bother other people, is a right. What's your take on that?
I mean, what about the rights of non-smokers and those that don't choose to breathe secondhand smoke? You know, our focus has always been on the workers. No one should have to choose between their health and a paycheck. Everybody should have a job that they can go to and breathe smoke-free air and not worry about putting their health at risk.
Judy, we just had an official from the American Legion Post 444, and he thinks that their facility is a social club. It's private. If you open up the door and you don't like the fact that they're smoking there, then you can go down the road. It's not like a public facility. It's not a hospital. They believe that they ought to be able to make the choice. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, again, it goes back to the workers that have to, you know, serve the people and do their various functions within that facility. They shouldn't have to be exposed to the secondhand smoke, and ultimately that becomes a burden on the taxpayers of our state due to the disease that tobacco causes, secondhand smoke specifically.
There are restaurants and nightclubs and other entities where smoking used to be allowed, and there are many from those entities that are saying that their business is significantly down. They're worried about their business staying in business, being able to provide for their families. How would you react to those folks?
You know what, I think a lot of that's just, again, you know, change can be difficult, and it's some anecdotal stories, but we haven't seen any studies that have come out yet to really show that there's been any decline in business. And we really stand behind the research that we did before our law passed in Michigan. You know, we weren't the first state to do it. We were the 38th, and many countries have actually gone smoke-free as well. So there's been a lot of research done, and there hasn't been one study to show that the smoke-free laws have a negative impact on the bar and restaurant industry.
Judy, do you know, were there any complaints lodged with the Campaign for Smoke-Free Air or any other entities revolving around the American Legion Post 444?
Not with the American Cancer Society specifically. I know statewide the Health Department and the Department of Agriculture have been collecting complaints as they come in, and they just recently released a report to show the number of complaints that they received statewide in general, not just with American Legions, but they were actually pretty low, especially compared to other states. So we were pretty well organized, you know, did a great job of educating the public and business owners. And, I mean, overwhelmingly from what we're hearing, people are happy about the law.
Did the campaign have a role in the situation up in Berriga?
We didn't have a direct involvement there, no.
Well, bottom line is the law, correct?
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, we're hearing a lot of positive feedback from people. And, you know, like you said, we applaud Judge Goodman for upholding the law.
All right. And for folks who want to know more about the Campaign for Smoke-Free Air, how do they become involved?
They can go to our website, which is makemyairsmokefree.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Judy. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.